Connor, CONNOR. CONNOR, Wisdom, WISGOM. 10/20/25 today, 19/11. 14-year-old young man comes in after he twisted his left ankle at school about an hour ago period. There's mild swelling, there's still a pretty good range of motion, and he's able to ambulate with some pain and difficulty period. Any paragraph? Patient's past medical problems, has had issues with hypertension, but he's not taking any medication. And he's taking Lexapro. Would you ask what milligram this is, ma'am? Okay, would you ask him what milligram this is? Family history, diabetes, hypertension, CHF, coronary artery disease, allergy, none. Social, of course, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't, he's morbidly obese. He's very concerned about his weight. He was told last year that he had fatty liver. And possible pre-diabetes, allergy, none, COVID immunization up to date, childhood immunizations up to date, surgery, no recent surgery, lives with mom and dad and family members. His review of system as above, 98.7, 91, 20, 88, 134 over 61. Heart pulses, smells up, too long, the clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD, skin shows no rash. And what's the diagnosis for? What's the reason? He also has slight swelling of the left ankle with decreased range of motion. On the past medical, also put down history of depression and anxiety. What milligram? Serena. And patient takes escitalopram, that's E-S-C-I-T-A-L-O-P-R-I-M, dose unknown. Okay, so assessment number one, as far as the depression and anxiety is concerned, he's not suicidal, he's doing well with his medication. Number two, left ankle pain, swelling, x-ray is negative, consistent with a grade 2 sprain. Number three, ACE wrap, next number is ice, 24 hours, then moist heat, next number is Tylenol, Motrin, or Advil for pain, next number is no PE for 7 days, next number is recheck in 3 to 5 days. Next one is morbid obesity. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is check blood work. Next one is a patient will be referred for possible GLP-1 treatment depending on the findings. Next number, check vitamin D. Next one is check TSH. Next one is we'll call mom with the results. Next number is we talked about the possibility of sleep apnea in this 14-year-old who snores a lot and has had lots of symptoms of pharyngitis in the past, and I'm going to set him up for a sleep study to see if he has any sleep study that's keeping him from losing the weight. Thank you.